Hey, what's up, BMX nerds? Welcome back to another episode of Canode Knows, brought to you by Dig BMX. On this week's episode, we got Alex Donaghy. He's a living legend, one of the best bike riders in the world. You already know who he is. I met him when he came out to Arizona for a trip like 10 years ago. I stayed at the Gully House with Maloof, and it was like Chris Kyle. It was an OG BSD trip. They were filming for Any Which Way. But yeah, I love this conversation. I'm glad Alex came on. Thanks for coming on, Alex. Couple of things. If you're watching on YouTube, like, subscribe, blah, 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 blah. You get all that. 5-star review, do all that stuff. But other than that, in the Chase Hawk episode, I mentioned that we would pick a random comment and get them some free Burn Slow shit. And me and Alex did that together at the beginning of this episode. So hopefully you're watching the guy who won. His name was like Anti something. You'll see when you watch. And I left a comment, so send me an email. You're the winner, and you can see in this video that it was random. Alex chose it. And yeah, aside from that, is there anything else we need to cover? No. Let's get into it. Alex Donaghy.
Hello, Alex Donaghy.
Donaghy. Donaghy. How do you say it?
Donaghy.
Donaghy.
Donaghy, yeah.
I should know that. I've been knowing you for like 27 years. I remember... I must have been 22 or 23, so at least 10 years ago. And yeah, you were staying at the Gully House out here in Arizona for some BSD trip. You remember that?
Yeah.
Young squeaky long Alex. How old are you now?
28.
Yeah, so you're just an 18-year-old little punk, dude. I have a picture somewhere. If I scrolled through my phone, I have a picture of either you or Chris Kyle pissing in public, and I can't remember like which one it was. It's probably Chris.
Could be either.
Get a little alcohol in your voice and you're fucking wild.
Good old days.
Let's do something together before we get into it. So a couple episodes ago, I forget which episode. I think it was Devin. No, it was the Chase Hawk episode where I said, leave a comment that says burn slow and I'll pick a random winner. So let's pick a random winner together, Alex.
Ooh, nice.
And then they get a Burn Slow t-shirt.
Ooh, lucky them.
So let's see. Can I do search Burn Slow? All right. So we got Ray, Adit Tian, Perfect Sum, Hollers. You pick which one of these.
What's the criteria for picking?
It's random. It's gotta be random. Alex, you just got to pick. Yeah.
All right. Adit Tian.
Add it, Tian. All right.
Yeah.
You win, bro. Email me. Yeah, nice. I promised I'd buy a Burn Slow shirt for somebody. I hope he doesn't live all across the entire world, but we'll see. Anyway, now that that's out of the way. Cool. What's up, Alex? How was your day?
Not bad. Pretty chill over here. We've got the clocks turn forward or back tonight, so we get an extra hour in bed.
Nice.
So it's gonna get dark at like 4 PM now, which is
fuck cool. Is that good?
No, it's not good. I'm just joking.
The weather's turning here too. Like, I went out of town and then came back and all of a sudden I'm cold. I'm wearing long sleeves. Like, I can turn the cold air off in AZ. Cold. It's 69 degrees outside, but it's
must be tough.
Yeah, tough life out here. Finally, Arizona season.
Nice.
So what does a day in the life look like for you? Like, do you have a job or is it all BMX?
No, all BMX, luckily enough. I get to ride.
Yeah, that's
fun. Although I have been injured for like 6.5 months now. I haven't been riding much.
You got a girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend at the moment. She's in the other room, been quiet.
Nice. What's that? You like renting an apartment? You got a dog? What's your life like?
Nah, no dog. I would love to have a dog, but normally I travel quite a bit, so it's not really a good idea.
Yeah. It is hard to travel.
I got an apartment just near KG Skate Park, Kelvin Grove Skate Park in Glasgow. It's like the outdoor one.
Sick.
So yeah,
good. So you can get your practice in. So what's this injury you're talking about?
Yeah, so the injury started, we're on a BSD trip in Vancouver, the start of the year, about April time. It's like a new team trip. They've got some new guys coming on, so we were doing a trip, and it was going really well. And then like this, I think it's second to last day, just mucking around on this like 4 foot out ledge, and did like a feeble 180, and like went off the back and got tangled in the pegs, like trying to jump off, and rolled both my ankles at the same time, going backwards. But luckily, I had a space brace on my right ankle, so it was fine. But then my left one was real bad,
Shout out
and
Space Brace, dude.
yeah,
Promo
exactly, flog him. So yeah, so it started with that, but then I was like, okay, I'm gonna really take my time with this, let it heal properly, you know, do all the physio in the gym, got it feeling really good. Anyway, first session back, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna take it easy today. Went to the skate park, rode for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, that was good. And then the second day, I'm like, okay, I'll go, you know, for a little bit more. And so I got two space braces. I got a new brace, and it was like real stiff, and I had it on super tight. Anyway, literally like second drop in, I jump over the bars pretty much on flat doing a nose manual. And because it was a nose 180, I was like just to the side, and I've landed flat footed, and all my weight has just shifted on, and it's just gone to my knee, and I tore meniscus. Like, couldn't
Fuck.
even, just like that straight away. So,
Damn, and that's because you were trying to avoid hurting your ankle, and
yeah, I
then
was
now you hurt
literally
your.
doing
Oh my
everything I
God.
could to try and
Yeah.
avoid it. That's why it's kind of sucks, like how I got injured, but
Yeah.
maybe I'm doing too much
It's
to
always on the
try
little
and
shit,
avoid.
too. Like, the
Yeah.
craziest injuries happen on mucking about on a 4 foot ledge is just like, what the fuck, dude? I hate it.
Yeah, I know. So luckily I managed to get in to get surgery, because the type of tear it was, I had to have surgery. Like, it was stuck in the joint, so it stopped my knee from getting full flexion, so I had to get surgery. Luckily, I was able to get surgery real quick, and
Why is that lucky?
because in Scotland on the NHS, it's like a massive waiting list.
So how'd you get in quick?
I know the doctor.
You bribe some doctor?
Yeah,
Yeah?
kind of like
Nice.
that. Yeah, so I have the in. So it's like unlucky but lucky at the same time that I was managed to get in like super quick.
Dope. What is super quick? Because like I think here you go, but you pay out the ass and you can get it done quick. But over there,
Yeah,
it's covered, right?
yeah.
That's
Like, well,
dope.
it is covered, but you'd have to wait like 6 months minimum, like maybe at the moment, probably a year to get surgery.
Dude, at that point, it's like it's almost the injury gets way worse. That's
Yeah,
pros and
yeah,
cons, dude. Let's you know
yeah, I
what? Let's
know.
solve the global healthcare situation together right
It
now
would
on
be
this
nice. It
podcast.
would be nice. Yeah, because I know people that are waiting for ACL surgery, and they've been waiting like a year.
That's fucked. Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty, because I got in surgery in 3 weeks, which is pretty crazy.
So, would you rather wait a year and get it for free or pay 6 grand and get it done right away?
Yeah, well, this
I
is
don't even know
the
what ACL
yeah, ACL. I
costs.
mean, I this is exactly what I had done already, because I tore my ACL 3 years, I think 3 4 years ago now, and I had to get surgery on that, and that was a whole thing. They were like, yeah, you're gonna have to wait 2 months just to get an initial appointment. And I was like, like, this is gonna take so like a year even just to like get in to get like to get it sorted. So I was like, okay, I have to do it private. And then I went private to get my ACL surgery.
Nice.
Yeah, because like I at that point 3 years ago, it was like I couldn't wait a year. Just no biking, like I wanted to get back to it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think I understand exactly how healthcare works in other countries. Like, you get the option to take the free government route where it's all
Yeah, well,
covered.
everybody has that
Okay,
just
but
for
the
living
downside of
here.
that is you have to wait. So then
Yeah, there's
when
like
you say you
massive.
decide to go private, that means you're like, I'll pay, let's get this done quick.
Yeah, it was
So you
like
have the option.
eight grand or something for ACL surgery, I think it was.
And they bump you to the front of the line. That seems like a
And you get it
decent
done
system.
straight away.
I want And in America, that's just not an option. Austin Hagi told me he had like some ACL surgery in Arizona and then just didn't pay. They kept sending bills, and then 7 years later, it's just like kind of gone forever. And so he's a fugitive.
That's lucky.
He scammed the system. Beautiful Austin Hagi.
Yeah, it does seem a mad system, because I remember I had an X-ray in America one time when I rolled both my ankles at the same time. It's in the BSD transmission outtakes. There's a clip. I'm trying to feeble hard three on like an out ledge, and I roll both my ankles at the same time. And I got it X-rayed, and then when we were in the hospital, Reed was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. I just gave them a different name or whatever," and I'd already given my passport, so I was like, "Oh, that's gonna be weird."
Yeah,
but I never heard anything from it, so it must have worked.
So yeah. Reed covered you and gave it like fake name.
Yeah,
shout out Reed.
Even though I'd already given my passport, so they had all my details. But
do you remember the name that Reed gave?
No, I don't remember the details he gave. But
we gotta hit up Reed, figure out the name.
Yeah,
Joe Schmo. It's Chris Kyle.
he might just put his name. Yeah.
Are you still close with Chris?
I don't see him that much at the moment because of the whole lockdown thing. He moved further away, like we moved kind of in opposite directions.
Yeah.
I've not seen him too much. But
tell me about you guys kind of growing up together, because Peter was telling me that Chris basically, from the age of like 10, grew up at the skate park, and I feel like you have something similar. Like that's why you guys are both fucking ridiculously good on the bike. Like, what is the origin story of the Alex and Chris Kyle dominance?
Well, it pretty much started when I got on BSD. I guess. I mean, I was on Mutiny for a few years, and I'd go to unit and ride. But
how'd you get on Mutiny? Let's start there. That was your first sponsor?
Yeah. It was through a shop, 2020 store in Aberdeen.
Nice.
They were like my first main sponsor. And then I just, progressed like through 70s and then Mutiny for like 3 years. That was good. Good deal. Low Tech as well.
Low Tech was sick.
Yeah.
Are they still going? I don't know if Low Tech's still
going. I don't
know
if they're still going. But yeah, at that time, they were the best.
Yeah, they're the sickest. Yeah. And you must have been, I don't know, 17, 18 at that point? Young buck?
Yeah, 15, 16 at that time.
That's wild how long you've been in the game and you've been on kind of at the forefront of doing shit, you know?
It's been a long time, long time.
You know what I want to ask is, why are you so good? Like, genuinely, why do you think that you got so good at BMX tricks? Are you, like, running from something? Do you get obsessed? Like... Are you competitive?
Yeah, I think it's definitely not competitive, only against myself, but it's more of just like I just do it like a trick over and over. Like I just have more patience, you know, to try something for like hours.
Yeah. That's obsession.
I think that's all it is. Yeah, yeah. It's just a massive obsession.
That's dope. Yeah. Do you have that in anywhere else in your life? Is there anything else that you're obsessed with?
Yeah, only recently though, because it was just BMX, and I was like, "This is a bit unhealthy. Like, I need to branch out a bit." Like, but now I guess probably is like working out, like going to the gym and like eating.
Yes.
I'm pretty obsessed with that
at
the moment. Kind of the past, I guess it's kind of just getting more and more obsessed with it over the like past sort of 4 or 5 years, just with the injuries and just learning about the body and what you need to do to try and avoid getting injured and heal and try to feel good.
So what do you do to avoid getting injured for all the dummies out there who don't know?
Well, it doesn't seem to be working for me, but I'm trying. I'm trying my best. Pretty much just lifting weights, bit of running.
Why is lifting weights good?
Well, I remember for years I was always rolling my ankle, and I was like, man, there's got to be a way to sort this out. And I was going to physios and they were like, you can't really strengthen the ankle. And I was like, there must be a way.
Yeah.
Anyway, years go by, and then, you know, as I just learn more, I'm just like, the only way to strengthen your tendons and your bones and all the cartilage and that is pretty much by lifting heavy weight.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, well, let's try that.
Like,
See how
so
it goes.
for the ankles specifically, what, how do you type? I would imagine like squats and then leg presses.
Yeah.
Like,
all the
what
hits.
is a, what's
Deadlift.
your, how, I mean, how did you learn all this shit? Are you just Googling it or did you like find a trainer friend? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, that would have been the easier way. I kind of regret not doing that at the beginning, is getting a trainer, but I was just like, I can do this myself.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like BMX is like you don't learn from anyone, you just teach it yourself. You learn the hard way, I guess,
right?
Making mistakes. So yeah, I just started with like these 2 kilogram dumbbells and would do like these workouts at home, like push-ups, then eventually made it to the gym and then just started like learning from YouTube tutorials, just like how every machine works, how you do every lift.
Yeah.
And yeah, just over like the past sort of 2 3 years, just sort of gradually learned more and more.
That's dope. And it's all self-taught. You didn't like join a class
Yeah.
or
Nah,
anything like
nothing.
that. I was like a couple of years ago, I started getting into the gym, but I was just kind of like going in, doing some dumbbell chest press, and then just kind of feeling, I feel good, I'm going to leave. Like I didn't push
Yeah.
myself or anything. I need a class. I'm doing these classes where it's just like moms. But it's
Yeah.
so fucking hard. And I look around the room and all these moms are still pushing through. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to keep pushing through. And
Yeah, that's one good thing about a class is that you have that environment to push
the
yourself.
accountability and shit, which is dope.
Yeah, because I know most people aren't exactly quite as motivated as me to,
Yeah,
you
get
know, to
yourself
do it.
tip top.
Yeah.
What's on your hat? What's the red? I see the monster. What's the other
It's
one? Endless.
Endless
Oh,
logo,
sick.
but
Is
it's like
that
the Kodak.
a knockoff of
Kodak.
Kodak? Yeah, that's what I was gonna
Yeah.
ask. Like, you got a Kodak sponsor, bro? Get out of
That
here. So,
would be good.
Alex,
But yeah.
what are your current sponsors, and would you like to shout them out?
Ooh. Yeah, obviously Monster, Vans shoes, and BSD, and Cortex helmets. Recently
Sick.
got on. Yeah, they're. I mean, I haven't rode it much because I've obviously been injured, but they are really good. They're so light, the helmets.
Now that I think about it, you are one of the riders that are out there like rocking a helmet in the streets.
Yeah,
What are
the
your
1%.
thoughts? Yeah, the 1%. Like, a lot of people are like, fuck that. You got to risk your life to do this shit.
it doesn't count. I'm like that. Yeah, it certainly doesn't.
Doing some wild shit. What did you always be it? Were you only always a helmet guy?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've been riding ever since I learned to ride a bike, you know, when I was like 5, never off of it. So pretty much since then.
Nice.
Yeah,
Smart.
big shift, big shift. Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Yourself or your parents?
I don't really know. I don't remember them ever telling me, you know, wear your helmet. I think it was just naturally, I just always wore it. And then it was kind of like, I can't just stop wearing it, you know, because the one time I stop wearing it, I'm
Yeah,
gonna
dude. Yeah.
fall off. So I'm stuck with it, yeah.
Yeah. The one time, so my mom, before I went out to ride one time, was like, will you wear a helmet? And I was like, no, fuck you, mom. And then we went to a spot and there was this low overhang Ramada, and I did a backlash full cab, and I just went straight up into this metal joint and split my head open 15. If I had a helmet, no big deal, I would have been
Yeah.
fine. But 15 staples from here to here on the day that my mom told me to wear a helmet. And I was just like, I was more mad that like my mom told me to wear a helmet and this happened than I
She's
was about the
just
fucking
gonna be
injury.
like, yeah, I
Yeah,
told you so.
told you so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's part of the game, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. I remember there was one time I was down the skate park, must have been like 10, 11, like super young, wearing a helmet. And this kid, like older kid, came up and said something. I can't remember what he said, but it was something about wearing a helmet. And I was just like, oh, yeah, whatever. Anyway, so I went to the shop to get lunch. Come back and there's an ambulance at the skate park, and I've like never seen an ambulance at the skate park. And then like as soon as I roll up, I just see him on the flat bottom. There's like blood everywhere coming out his head, and I was
Fuck.
just like, oh my God. Wait, well there you go,
That's
instant
karma,
karma
dude. Dude,
served
for
up. Nice.
that's
Yeah.
crazy.
It was pretty mad.
What were
That's like one of
the
the
go
only
ahead.
times someone's ever said something about a
Yeah.
helmet. To me, like, no one ever really says anything
I'm
to
not
your face
superstitious
anyway.
about much, but the helmet thing is just like, don't either say it, knock on wood, or some shit, you know? Like,
Yeah, I think it's a dangerous game to
it's a
play
dangerous
to
game to
not say
play.
something.
This sport that we chose is fucking dangerous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think people realize the dangers of it, and that your brain is just in a little bit of jelly in your head, and every time you fall off, you're just doing serious damage to your head.
For real. It's
Yeah.
unreal. Tell me about the early days with Chris and growing up in the skate park.
Yeah, so I pretty much started mainly when I got in BSD about 16, 17, and just go to unit all the time. I'd end up staying at unit for like a day or two, and then it just progressed more and more. I'd stay there for like a few days, and then it just like.
What's it like to stay at the skate park? Is there a little room with like sleeping bags and shit? Or, you know, I
Yeah.
mean, you're young, so you'll rough it, obviously, but like, what was it like to sleep over at the skate park?
In those days, it was pretty much just like an old store cupboard, and there was just like two mattresses on the floor, and yeah, we just like grab some covers and just like sleep on the floor with turn the heater on, like in the back, no windows, just like a cupboard, pretty much.
It's like a little dungeon. And then you
Yeah,
just
and it
wake
was
up and ride all
freezing.
day,
Yep,
eat,
just
and go to bed and repeat.
yeah,
That's
the
fire. That's how you
dream.
get good. How
Yeah.
old were you at this point? Because I feel like there's a period of time from like, I don't know, 12 or from being young until, you know, 25 that you can learn new tricks. And then after that, it's kind of like a little bit more of a struggle.
The struggle, yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. Just trying to relearn the old tricks you used to find easy,
Yeah, exactly. What
yeah.
tricks are you? I mean, I guess one of the questions here is like, if what's a trick that you can't do that you wish you could? Because it seems like you can do pretty much everything, which is ridiculous.
Probably the switch whip. I mean, I'd love to be able to just do it like easily,
They look
but
good.
I have a bit of an issue with tail whips. Ever since when I was 15, I was doing a fly out tail whip just out like this 4 foot quarter on it was an outdoor concrete park, and I had metal snafu bearings. You remember snafu?
Yeah, I
Yeah, I had
remember
metal
Snafu.
snafu bearings. Anyway, it's like one of those whips where it stops halfway, and I just like chuck the bike to the side. Anyway, I land like palms down on the concrete, and the bike comes barring first, like on top of my in the middle of my arm here, and all the weight of it like between the concrete, and I was only like 14, so my bones were very brittle, and it just snapped my arm, and my arm was like in half.
Fuck. I would give up on tail whips right then and
Yeah, so that's what I've got like a big scar here,
Oh,
and
yeah.
then there's a scar here where the bone came out,
Damn.
and then another
You had
scar
a
here.
compound fracture from a tail whip, from a dead
Fly
whip.
out tail
Oh,
whip.
man, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Have you landed the tail whips since? I feel like I've seen tail whips in your videos. Have
Yeah,
I
I
not?
mean,
Yeah, you got
yeah,
over
I
it.
had one in the BSD video, I can't remember what it's called, but the last BSD video, I was like, I want to film a tail. So, I trained hard for that, got one done. It was just like a little bump jump up some stairs, but I was like, I really want to do one.
Sick. Yeah,
But
it's
yeah, that's one trick I wish I could do.
who's your favorite Oppo whip in the game?
Oh,
I think
Paley.
of, oh dude, Pele. Yeah, he's got some swaggy Oppo whips.
Yeah,
God, they're
that.
good. I think of
Yeah.
Sean Sexton,
Yeah, obviously Sexton.
like they all he did the same, like what you're talking about, bump jump up a four stair switch whip was just like
Yeah.
gorgeous.
Yeah, I think
G
that's where
Garrett
I'm just
switch
like,
whips are just fucking art.
yeah, it
And
just makes
then
them
there's
look too
some
easy.
people. There's a local homie here, Chandler Golden, and he does almost exclusively switch whips to the point where I'm like, that's not even switch for you, dude. Like
Yeah.
you're lying, you know? You
Yeah.
fucking liar. Chandler, you're lying,
Definitely
dude.
beating the system. Yeah. It's such a good looking trick. Like, it's kind of hard to make them
Really
look
is when
bad.
like the feet hover and like even just Chase DeHart's regular whips look so
Yeah.
sick. They look like other people opposites whips. Yeah.
I'd love to see him do a switch whip. Like,
Yeah, for real.
it looks so good.
And he's at that age where I don't know if like he's willing to learn a new I gotta get Chase on here and see it. Can
Yeah,
you do
you
Oppo
need
whips?
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he could do it easy, but yeah. Dennis has got a good one. Dennis.
Oh yeah.
Nathan.
Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who's got the weirdest whips that you can think of? I guess no whip is weird, but like, you know, most
some
you
people,
meet
yeah,
whip.
Everybody does them different, which is
yeah. And I think it has to do with how you learn it. Like if you learn it out of a bank, you get more of the like hover and wait. If you learn it out of a fly out, you get the like your legs kick out like Ty Morrow style whip.
Yeah. Power.
Yeah. Who's got your who's got weird whips?
Weirdest. It's kind of hard to say weird.
Yeah. Unique.
I don't know about weird. Yeah, unique. I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I mean, Julian has one leg and he lands tail whip, so that's unique. It's not weird, but it's fucking sick, Julian
that's
Molina.
Insane. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
How many nearlies did you film?
I made 4 over 10 years, I think it was. 4.
That's incredible. That's so much work, dude. And you filmed it all on the VX1000?
It's kind of a mix. VX1000, VX2100.
2100 for night?
Yeah, kind of just when the VX would break, you know, I'd have to, that as the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never filmed with a VX1000 in all my days. Just all these dead dinosaurs
it's
of
so
2100s.
Much different.
Yeah,
so it's a different world.
I know you can't play back on the VX1000, but on these guys, you can kind of get away with it.
And
like the, I know you've seen Happy Medium Boys because I think that you were inspired by them. Am I right?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, big time. Yeah,
and the way that I don't know, just like. So for me lately, working on Mediocre 2, if I'm out there, my fisheye has like little imperfections in it. So I have to avoid facing the sun. But like clips where everything's so clean on the camera that you can film directly at the sun and get that like beautiful soft sun image on the VX1000 is so nice, dude. I love that.
Yeah, nothing beats it.
Yeah.
And that's what's so good about the Happy Medium videos was like the AZ sun is just like almost in every clip, like it just looks so good.
It's art and it's beautiful. And Buster and Hunter are geniuses and they're editing and like there's so much like they are the only skate videos where I've cried watching them. I get like emotional at how good it was. Like I remember, did you watch a Happy Medium 5?
Yeah.
And do you remember the original promo for the first A Happy Medium?
Yeah.
Like they used that song balloons. For John's with the balloons. Yeah, the OG Happy Medium promo. They used that song for John Modest banger part in Happy Medium 5, and that was, I was just like, because I was at the first premiere and that shit was the reason I wanted to start filming too. So you and I have that in common. I don't know if that's the reason
that's
you
cool.
wanted to start filming, but man, them boys changed the game.
Yeah.
Are you working on another nearly?
No, not currently. We're kind of working on a video with, there's a guy in Glasgow called Luke, and he's filming like a VX sort of video called Procedure BMX.
I've heard of Procedure.
Yeah, so it's kind of just like a Glasgow scene, kind of like what Nearly was, but he's like the main filmer.
Dope.
So we've kind of just been... working a little bit on that, I guess. It's kind of the, we just did a trip in Greece last week, which is where I was there
for that video.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Dope. So how does a trip like that get funded? Just out of your own pockets?
Yeah.
Where you get sponsors to support at all?
We did one trip to Tenerife where I was like going to be filming. I'm working on a VX part, so we kind of did like a joint trip where those guys would film for that, and I would film for this VX part.
Nice.
So we got some help from Monster for that. But then the one in Athens was just they did a DVD premiere, and they sold T-shirts and DVDs, and that was enough money to pay for the apartment, so it funded that, which is cool to
fuck yeah
for everybody
that's awesome.
that paid for that. So it was cool.
That's great. Shout out to everybody who bought shit from that local. What video just came out?
It was on, it's called Local Procedure. I think it's called Local Procedure. I think it's on their YouTube now.
Cool.
So you can watch it.
Yeah, I will. Luke what? What's the last name?
He's called Luke Lynch Rice. On
Luke
Instagram, it's
Lintris.
KRS1 for you.
Cool. All right. Well, shout out to Luke.
Yeah. He's keeping the dream alive.
Yeah, you're kind of known for your VX edits. What was it like? Because like, there's VX edits, and then there's Dave Sowerby editing your VX edits with dropping it off of a bridge and all that shit. What was it like creating that one? Like, how did that come about? Did you guys just have footage stacked up and like, I don't know. What is Dave full time with BSD? What's the deal?
Yeah, he works full time as BSD filmer and does all sorts of stuff for BSD, really, like editing the photos and doing all sorts.
He's a multimedia genius. Like, he can do graphics, he can do the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he can design skate parks. You know, he can do anything he does. He's, you know, amazing at.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you remember when we were at the Gully House? You might have been in the room and I put the red wine in the fridge and then he said, Bobby, I don't know. I can't do the accent. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I don't know. My dad puts red wine in the fridge. He's like, this is absolutely disgusting. Get it out.
Yeah, that's funny.
We love Dave. Yeah. When's the last time you seen him? Are you working on anything with him?
I actually just seen him a couple of days ago. We were talking about what's kind of going to be happening next year and stuff like that. But yeah, I guess there's like a BSD kind of full length coming soon.
Sick.
All the guys, like some of the newer guys, like Gasper and
Trent,
Grant. Yeah, they were all in Glasgow this summer, so they all filmed a bunch of stuff.
Sick.
So there's kind of going to be like a full length sort of type thing coming out soon.
How is Dan's health, Paley?
Good. Yeah, because he's had a crazy long injury with his ankle.
Yeah,
like kind of almost 2 years, I think. But yeah, he's back, absolutely killing it. So it's good to see.
He's one of the best, right? BSD might have one of the best talented teams in the whole game. Do you think there's anybody that's more well rounded than BSD's team? I mean, Fiend is pretty fucking up there.
Yeah.
Nobody can fuck with BSD.
Kink.
Kink is fire right now too.
Yeah, Kink for sure.
That I mean, who's your favorite? Who's your like? Give me your Mount Rushmore favorite riders right now. Like, who do you enjoy watching? Who gets you stoked?
Nathan definitely would be number one. Obviously Garrett, but I feel like he's you know, should be everybody's number one. He's different league.
Yeah, he really
needs
is.
To be said though. No one really comes.
Do you
close.
See the Dugster Bob post? Do you know who Dugster Bob is?
I don't know, but I did see that. I did see that post. Yeah.
I was just like, what are you doing, man? He's like, is Garrett Reynolds washed up? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he obviously knows what he's talking about. Like,
it sure does. Yeah. And I was like, all right. It's like I respect the attempt at attention, but it's just like, come on, man, pick a different. No.
Yeah.
No, Dugster Bob. No. Anyway.
You tell him.
So we got Nathan, Garrett.
Nathan, Garrett.
Well, who's your third one?
To be honest, who else is there? Oh, that's at the minute. Lewis Mills.
Oh yeah,
of course.
Love him, and just as a human, he's the fucking best guy.
Great guy.
Have you spent a lot of time with him?
I mean, not a lot, but a couple of trips now.
Like, I can't imagine seeing him in a bad mood. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, him and Ben both, just like, are you fucking just perfect and happy all the time? This is ridiculous. Do you know what, how do you get Lewis Mills into a bad mood? That's a fun question.
Ooh, don't know if I should say. Snake one of his tricks.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, one more on the Mount Rushmore.
One more. Who else? Sam Jones. He's definitely been.
Dude, he's been leveling up.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been good for so long, but the Jones in California edit was just like unbelievable. Like.
Yeah.
Can you do that Flatland trick? Where you put your hands in the air. That shit is so crazy. And then to link it on street with ledges is so fucking dope, dude.
Such a cool trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely been doing some mad shit this year.
So he's got that going. And then like at a Battle of Hastings, just like to consistently 360 to Smith or 360 crook. It's just like, what? Okay. And then all the balance shit that he does, like with, I don't know. That's just years of practice. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a pretty solid Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
What is, what's your, I mean, let's see. I have written down here current projects. I think we may have touched on that. You got something in the works, like a VX edit.
Yeah. I've been trying to film a VX part. I went out to Cali, like with Sam Jones, actually, at the start of the year when he was filming with Grant C. We filmed a bunch of stuff then.
Did you bring your own VX for that? Or?
No, I bought one while I was out there. I can't remember what it's called. Like, it's not eBay, but it's whatever you have over there.
Craigslist?
Might have been Craigslist. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was super cheap. And, yeah, we filmed some stuff. So hopefully trying to get another trip soon, try and finish that off.
Did you do it on a 1000 or 2100?
What lens? 2100. Mark 1.
Mark 1 on the 21. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I probably should buy is a Mark 1. I'm rocking a Mark 2 and it's scratched.
Do you see they remade it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they've remade it. So there's like 300. I think they made 300. So they're for sale.
300 Mark 1s are for sale right now?
Yeah. But they can't. It's really weird the way that they bought them out is they bring them out in like limited quantities. So they're only bringing out like 5 to 10 at a time. And then they sell out in like a minute or whatever. But
it's wild.
Yeah.
Because it's such a niche thing at this point. Like everybody's transferred to HD. Like tapes are stopped being produced. Like I had to stack up. I don't know. It happened to me with Juul pods. In America, they were like, all right, we're going to ban Juul pods. I'm addicted to Juul, like hardcore, after I quit smoking. And then they put out this notice like, hey, we're going to stop selling Juul pods. So I ran to the store and I bought like $300 worth of Juul pods. And then it's still available. It's just like psyched me out. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Oh, that's a ploy to get more money. That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened with like Sony's premium DV tapes. Like, they said, we're going to stop producing those. So I went on Amazon and bought as many as I can to see if I can have enough to finish this stupid video. And then I'll burn all the tapes forever and throw these cameras off the edge of a cliff, dude. are you editing these VX edits or are you passing the footage on?
That's what one thing before we move on, I was going to say, do they make a tapeless recorder for the 2100?
Yeah. Does and it I work have on it, the 2100? And it's dog shit.
Does it not work very good?
It's just, it depends on the quality of like the hole, like the cable. I forget what it's called, FireWire port into the camera. Yeah. And then how you rig it onto your shit. And then it records to like a very large memory card. So it was such a headache and I didn't trust it. So I was recording on tape and recording on that external recorder for a couple of days. And I was just like, I'd rather go through the headache of a tape and trust that it's being recorded.
Yeah, because I see quite a lot of people with the 1000 with the tapeless, and it seems to be really good. So
more power to them. I couldn't trust it. I tried it for a couple of days, and I was just like, "Get out of it!" I paid $500 for the tapeless. I was like, "This is gonna save me so much time," and then it just gave me so much like anxiety because like somebody's trying a really crazy trick, and then if this digital recorder somehow comes unplugged, like you're fucked.
Yeah,
it's just it is what it is.
Yeah,
I can't wait to just start filming BMX for fun HD. Like once I finish this next project.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what I want to do. You know, maybe next year start trying to film another, not full length, but try and film like a bit of a longer video with some guys.
What do you think about?
I want to get back into it.
Like full length videos in general, I feel like they're few and far between. Chocolate Truck.
Yeah,
you know, but I think it's kind of like an almost dying art form.
Yeah, I mean, it's people don't realize just how much work it is. Like, it so takes so much. Takes so much time. Like, and you're not getting anything from it.
Yeah, for real.
You're like spending you put all your in money.
3 years of work and you're buying all the tapes and you're paying for travel and then you might make a couple grand at the premiere or something, and it's just like
if you're lucky.
When I explain that to like outside of BMX people, they're like, so what are your passion projects? I'm like, well, I'm working on this BMX DVD, and they're like, so how long does that take? And I'm like, well, it could take all day for a 5 second clip. Like, and so
might not
video,
even get it.
Yeah, and the video is gonna be an hour long, so 5 seconds, you know, and multiply that, and it's just like they're like, why are you doing that? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I fucking love doing it.
Yeah. Man. I know it is a weird thing, but yeah, I hope it doesn't die. You know, I think there's enough people there to keep it going.
Yeah. I think it's going to like merge to like a half hour long, like fiending is kind of the new model. Like just really, really good writing and showcase like four or five of your team. But I don't think anybody has the patience to sit and watch an hour-long video. Unless it's Chocolate Truck, then you got
exception.
It. The good exception, because it's just like so solid. I was talking to Matt about that. He said that took 8 years to film.
Yeah.
And it made me feel better, because I've been working on this sequel for 5 years now. So we're chilling.
Wow. Nice. Is it going to be done soon?
Earlier this year, I was like, so the original one premiered in 2013 on December the 13th. And I was like, wouldn't that be cool if we could premiere it on December the 13th? And then I have maybe 1 minute of footage. There's a couple other people that are pivotal to the video that don't have clips. So like pivotal, like carry the franchise type rider. And we got to wait until he's, I don't know. He flips his switch on. It's Joey Mata. Joey Mata only has, you know, four clips at this moment, but he's going hard into like he's climbed the ladder of like what he does with gardening and botany, and like he's a plant guru and making good money like with his own contracting company and just kind of focused on that. But he's been texting me lately like let's go, and I'm like yes, that's game time.
It'd be good to see some fresh footage from him.
Yeah, for real. And I don't know. The thing about like a passion project like this is like there's no sponsors. Like, all right, hurry up, put it out. Because I could put out a video right now. We have like an hour of footage, but I want to wait until it's like, because I'm not doing another one. This one's got to be the final one.
That's what everybody says every time.
Yeah, exactly. And then, all right, let's start another one.
Cut to next year.
Yeah. We finished Lightworks in 2018. And that same thing, I was just like, I'm never doing a full length video again. And then fucking Joey Mata comes and meets me at a bagel spot. And he's just like all Joey, like you've hung out with him. And he's like, he's like, man, we got to do another one. And I was like, all right, fine, we'll do another one. Yeah. And he filmed the first clip for Mediocre 2 4 or 5 years ago. And then the team kind of like, you know, changes. Drew's gone. So like he's not involved. Like the original squad is different, but we still got some OG heads in there. Troy Blair, Dean Watson, myself. I'm excited to put out a part and do some shit that scares myself.
Yeah.
But it just takes time, and balancing filming for that project, doing this podcast, and doing my regular job, which is creating content and editing content and posting content on social media, it's just like a lot, you know. So
yeah,
sometimes I just want to fuck off and play video games, you know.
Yeah, you gotta find a happy medium.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look at that happy medium. And you don't want to put out a video that's mediocre at best. Anyway,
exactly.
What do you do to when you're fucking off? What do when you're sitting at home?
I guess. What do I do? I like to cook.
Sick.
Do a bit of cooking. Yeah.
What's the bon appetit? What's the latest shit you make?
I guess my go-to is probably like burritos. Obviously.
Nice. What kind? Tell me all about it, man.
We don't really have very good Mexicans in Scotland, so you kind of have to make it yourself.
I respect that. So how do you make a Scotland burrito?
Just, you know, a good bit of ground mince, fry it up, peppers, onions, mushrooms, bit of garlic, and just fry it all up.
Now, are we talking flour tortilla or corn tortilla? This is important.
Flour. We don't have great tortillas.
My man. My man, flower toy. You gotta order those from overseas or some shit.
Yeah, it's never as good as the California burritos.
That's a dope hobby to have. Cooking. What's the most challenging shit you've tried to cook? Have you tried some, fancy chef shit?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through a few phases. You know, at the start of my health phase, did the whole vegan, cut out all the meat because you think that's the healthiest way to go. So I was had the juicer and the spiralizer. I was spiralizing all the vegetables, trying
Sick.
To make it
yeah.
exciting.
What it like the spiralizer but, is the you take squash and turn it into noodles type shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Are you still vegan?
No.
So you learned.
Lasted.
Yeah.
I was heavily working out, lifting weights, and then I'd ride, and then I would do cardio. I'd make sure I was doing this every day.
Yeah.
Because I was obviously obsessed with it. So I was doing this, and then to get enough energy to be doing that is I was eating 6 meals a day. It's not possible.
Yeah. And there's, I don't
so
think
quickly,
there's, I mean, yeah, there's not enough protein in the vegan diet. I think there's a big benefit for grass fed beef and all that.
I mean, you need obviously everything in moderation. You need a good mix.
Yeah. My dream meal is just a good steak with some vegetables. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Same.
Maybe a little bit of
nothing
fruit.
Nothing beats a good steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of blueberries.
What about your vices? Are you a sipper? You like drinking wine? What do you?
No, I pretty much. I kind of quit drinking.
Good for you.
A couple of years ago.
Professional athlete shit.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I was just learned how bad it was for you, and
it's so bad.
I was just this is not what I want to be doing. I'd rather be out riding.
What did you learn that was bad that triggered you to stop?
Just how bad it is for your sleep, I guess, because obviously sleep's the most important factor in anything for your health. So I was just cut it out. I mean, I've started drinking again, but maybe drink once every 6 months or so. It's not
dope.
Yeah. Cause it's it's fun, but it's you need to save it for special occasions.
Exactly. Yeah.
Every day.
And I also, at this point, I have to plan out 2 days of recovery if I'm going to party,
Yeah,
there's really gotta be a reason. Premiere night, I'm getting fucked up, but then, I'm not going to be able to work for 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah. Needs to be done, but
what I learned about it when I was looking into it, so I don't know if you saw, but 3 or 4 years ago I was pushing 300 pounds. I was a fucking just nearly I was actually I think I was definitely technically obese and just depressed.
Yeah.
And the thing I learned about alcohol is your body treats it like a poison and will process it and prioritize processing the alcohol before you even digest your food. So if you eat a big meal and then chug a bottle of wine, your body's too busy working on the wine to get to the food. And then you just have this lingering, disgusting mess in your body. And I was trying to lose weight. So I was all right, I think if anybody out there is overweight, the easiest way to lose weight is to just cut out drinking. You can keep everything else the same. Including your shit diet, but if you cut out drinking, give your body a chance to process. Did you start doing intermittent fasting? You learn about that shit?
Yeah, did a bit of that before as well. I mean, that's kind of cool just for how crazy what food does to your brain. Just to not eat for a few hours is mental, what it does to you.
Yeah, you feel sharper. I don't know. It's really good.
Yeah.
Do you know what autophagy is? I've heard people say autophagy, autophagy. It's a Nobel Prize winning discovery. Some scientist from Asia, I think, discovered that after X amount of hours, 16 hours of not eating, your body starts to clean itself out. It's eating your dead cells, it's eating your fat. And that's got me so stoked on my diet because I would just drink either black cold brew or LaCroix or Zevia, and those are all fast friendly. So, and then I would smush all my eating to from noon until 4 p.m. and just eat as much as I possibly could for those 4 hours, but then fast for the rest of the time, and that shit worked. I was dropping 2 pounds a week for couple of years, which is pretty, that's a good rate to do it at.
That's a good achievement.
Yeah, it feels good. So I feel athletic, but I can't do the fucking tricks that you can do. So, you know. did we answer why you because you got obsessed when you were younger? Was there somebody that you looked up to, like who pushed you to learn new shit, like, you know what I mean, like who were your inspirations when you were younger?
When I was young, I mean, obviously I grew up watching like Aitken. I grew up riding trails, like bright. So Aitken was Chase Hawk, you know, a bit later on.
Style gods.
Yeah, they were my favorites, you know, road trails, and then pretty much went from the trails to riding street, watching like, who was it, early street? End Search, I think, and kind of like Insight were my favorite videos.
Yeah.
Dak, early Dak, you know, doing early all the Dak. Pegs, nose manual stuff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, those were iconic.
Man. Yeah, Davey Watson.
Yep, Davey Watson.
Yeah.
There's a mystery now. Like, all the comments are like, where is Davey? Like, we talked about it in the last one.
That's funny because I remember that like 10 years ago on YouTube being like, reading them comments like, where's Davey Watson?
Yeah, for real.
It was still here, not 10 years old. Where is he? Like,
I hope he's all right. I don't know. I heard, you know, I heard a couple different stories.
It's kind of the same thing with Hoda. Like, I remember when Hoda kind of went missing for a few, and then people were like, where's Hoda? And then he came back. Like, look at him now. Like,
sobered up, cool to took see. Care of himself, and now he's traveling and killing it. I love it.
Yeah, that's some of the best. Ryan.
Let's see. You've done so many projects. Like, what's your favorite video part of yours, whether it's in transmission or one of the VX ones? Which one are you most proud of?
I don't really have a favorite video of mine, to be honest. I don't know. The one that I've probably worked, I don't know what I've worked the hardest on, probably transmission, or be a tie between transmission and the monster video with Rich Fawn. Can't remember. Ascent.
That one? Yeah, dude, that's fucking legendary. Me and my old roommate Metzger, we did a little psychedelics and watched that part over and over over and over and over again. Ascent is so magical, man. Dude, what's it like filming with Rich Forn, the enigmatic mystery man?
Right.
I've met him once in person, and he bought me a drink. Oh, and
nice.
I'll never forget it. But ever since, it's just, he's a mysterious Rich Forn.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to describe him to people before, and I'm just like, I can't put it into words what this guy's like. He's so unique. Like, there's nobody else like him.
I love it. What I heard about him that I loved is just like, he doesn't care about the gear. He's just like, these are tools, and he's a minimalist, and he just gets this shit, you know, filmed, and then the magic is in his editing. And he's just a styled filmer.
Yeah, it's like, if you didn't know who he was and you just watched him film, and you would be like, this guy has no idea what he's doing.
It's a crazy how that works.
Yeah, it's mad.
Does he, so like with you in that project, is he like, when you're picking, when you know, you're setting up to film some shit, like what's it like? Is he asking you for like your advice on where you want the angle from, or is he decisive?
No, he's kind of just like sort of whatever, you know, I kind of just like trust him, you know, because he'll know what he's doing, kind of thing.
Yeah.
He picks the angles. And then, he's really good to film with. Like, I mean, he's a bit loose here and there, but he normally, you know, the outcome shows, like, he knows what he's doing.
It's beautiful. And then, I don't know if you noticed it or if it's like intentional, but the latest federal video that he did, where it was just like, it felt like you were on a trip with them. Did you watch that? It was like 20 minutes long. Rich made it.
Yeah.
Boyd and all them.
Brussels, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
And it was such a departure from his like polished, you know, close up hand B roll stuff that I was like, this is sick. Like, he's like, you know, reinventing. I don't know what comes next for Rich Forn, but I believe he's kind of an artist and a genius. I don't know. Where does he live?
Well, he lives in Mallorca in Spain.
Cool.
Island. But yeah, we're actually working on a full-length monster project with him at the moment.
What's it called? I think I've seen promos
Freak.
for it. Yeah, sick. With Jordan
Yeah.
Godwin, Felix, you, who else?
Lewis.
Lewis. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's gonna be the best video of all time, dude.
I've
Monster.
seen, those guys have done some crazy shit already. It's quite madness to watch what they do. They don't really tend to try stuff. They just sort of do it.
Yeah. Like
Yeah,
Jordan
that's
and
crazy.
Felix, man, those two are, I don't know, they're up there. If Mount Rushmore had eight heads, they're
Yeah.
100% in there.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It's
I don't know the
well,
geography. Do you live near these guys? Felix is in Germany, right?
Felix is German, in Germany. Yeah, it's
Godwin
like,
is
and
UK?
Godwin is Wales,
Wales? Is that
which is like,
UK?
yeah, it's in the UK, probably
Okay.
like 4 or 5 hours away.
Nice.
Car.
Do you
Yeah.
ever, I mean, obviously you got to be on sessions with them if you're going to film this video together, like,
Yeah.
right? What's it like being on a session with Felix and Jordan at the same spot?
It's hard to film something. Sorry to.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just joking. It is pretty wild to see what they can do, just what they're warming up with. It's cool to see, and then how they go about filming stuff as well. It's always interesting to see how other people
Yeah, so what do you
write and
mean?
film stuff.
How do they go about filming stuff?
Kind of just like they'll write a spot for a bit and then just like kind of ease into it, you know what I mean? Like warm up, like pegs, this, that, and then, build up
Methodical, they're
to
not
the.
just like hucking it.
Yeah.
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 Is that how you are too?
Yeah, definitely.
Except for the shit where it's like one and done? Like, I don't know. For example, just like a big hanger down a handrail. Would you pegs it
Yeah.
first before you hanger it?
Yeah.
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 Makes
'Cause
sense.
you need to
What's
know how
Yeah.
slide it is and kind of
Get
how
the
much to
feel for
send
it.
it
Yeah.
in.
What
Yeah.
about like tire ride type shit? What how do you ease into doing a crazy tire ride? Pegs?
Yeah. Yeah, or feeble, I guess.
Yeah,
Do a couple of
okay.
feebles, ease it in, and you get a
Yeah.
feel for it.
What's the scariest clip that you've ever done that you had to work yourself? You had to go,
Like, to be honest, it was like a really old clip. It was like in a really old edit. It was like a tire ride to wall ride on this rail in Glasgow, and it's called the Church Rail. It was just like a tire ride and then side hop to wall ride on this wall. But I'd wanted to do it for so long, but I was just so scared, and I just always like eat away at me.
Yeah.
And it's the worst when you just have something in your brain eating away at you.
And you're like, I know I can do this, but I'm too scared.
Yeah, and you make it into such a big thing if you're just sitting thinking about it for like weeks on end.
Yeah, so how did it finally happen?
I don't. One day we were just passing it, and I was like, right, I'm just getting it done because I want to stop thinking about it.
Nice. Yeah,
Yeah,
perfect.
so got it done.
I guess that could go into the, so that's your scariest one. What about your favorite clip ever? Like we talked about your favorite projects. I don't even remember the answer to that one, either transmission or what was
The
the other one?
monster
Yeah,
edit.
the ascent. Yeah. What's your favorite clip that you've filmed of all time?
Oof, I don't really have a favorite clip that comes to mind off the top of my head. Can't say I really watch my stuff that
What do you
much,
do?
to be honest.
You
I know what
finish it, you
you
watch it
should
once, and you're like, all right, I'm never watching that again.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
The only thing that comes to mind would be was the day in Leon filming for the Monster Ascent. It was the day I did the gap pegs. It
Okay.
was the last clip. And it was like, I remember we were there in Leon for one of the street stations like the year before. And I was like, they put wood on the stairs. And it was like one of the street stations. And I was like riding along it trying to just do it then at the jam. But I kept getting snaked and I was I forget it, whatever. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went back to Leon And then I like just drew on the ground the ledge with some chalk, and I was just like, well, if I can bunny up from here to the side, I'll just try it. Marked out with like some stones and that, and just tried it. And
Fuck yeah.
so that was like the first day in Leon. So I was like, oh, well, this has worked. Like, what's next? And then we went to the, there's like a tire ride 180 that I did the tire ride and transmission. I always knew what to 180, but I was like too scared to do it that day. So I was like, I'll go back to that. Did the tire ride 180. And then I was like, it was like lunchtime at this point. I was like, oh man, we need to keep going. So we went to the curve wall. I've done it to like upper curve wall 360 because I'd done that to one like upper 180 before, and I was like, always knew I wanted to try it to three.
Sick.
And then we
What
went
a
there.
day, dude. Holy
Yeah,
shit.
it's probably like the
Anything?
best day I've ever
Yeah.
had.
Was there anything else after that?
No, that was it. I was like,
That's when, let's get a
used all my
beer.
tokens. Used all my
Yeah.
tokens. Yeah.
I heard that's kind of like Jordan's attitude too. Like when you don't want to push your luck. I mean, three banger clips in one day is fucking awesome. Like that's
Yeah,
almost
that.
pushing your luck, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I was
Yeah.
pushing an envelope
Good for you. Is there any tricks that you have in your mind that you want to learn still? Like, how do you
Yeah.
keep wanting to get better? Why? You know what I mean? Like, some
I
people, they
don't know.
get to your level and then they're like, all right, I'm good. I'm just going to do my tricks on different spots. But what keeps you? Because you seem like you just keep learning shit.
Yeah, I've tried to just do the same tricks and on the same spots, but it doesn't really, I don't know, I just want to be doing something different and new. Keeps it a bit more exciting for me, I guess. So yeah, I'm constantly trying to learn new stuff. And I also have a big like list of just stuff that, because my mind doesn't switch off, so I just have to like write it down, and
Yeah.
then maybe one day in the future I'll get to take it off.
Hell yeah. It's wild, man, the motivation thing. Like I personally got sponsored and then I was like, okay, that's my finish line. I'm gonna stop learning tricks. Like, and this was I was like 19.
Yeah,
So that was stupid. I
made
regret
it.
that, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So I always find it interesting the mindset of like how do you keep yourself, because you know you're good. You're like one of the top 10 BMX riders in the fucking world, so like why, you know, why,
Thanks.
what's the motivation to keep going, you know? But I like that you just want to do it.
At this point, it's like you're not trying to, you've nothing to prove to anyone.
Yeah.
Not trying to like do anything, so it's just like pure, I just want to do it for myself, and see what I'm capable of.
That's dope. When you are about to do something crazy, what's your, 'cause some people are like, all right, I'm at the top of the stairs. Screaming at the filmer who's still getting his cameras out of the bag. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now. Get ready. You know, are you like that? Are you like in the moment like
Nah.
that? Are you patient? You're like, all right, everybody's set.
I
You used
used to
to
be
be like,
like
I'm
that.
fucking going now.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I would just go first. I would take no run-ups and just go. But
Yeah.
these days, there's a bit more thought into
Yeah.
it, I guess, because like the filmer, you're there to film the trick, so you want it to look good. So if they need time to set up, then you got to give them time to set up.
Yeah.
And it's like at this point, I know if I'm already there to try something, I know I'm gonna try it anyway. So it's like it doesn't matter how long it takes to set
Doesn't
up, really.
matter.
Yeah.
Who of all the people that you filmed with, who takes the longest to set up?
Dave.
I would say Dave, because
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
yeah, and he's got a lot in his brain on like, you know, he's got
Yeah.
his three different angles and the run ups all at the same time.
Yeah, and he wants them all to be like perfect.
Yeah, he's
So
a
he takes.
perfectionist.
Yeah.
Dave's amazing, man. And
Yeah.
then who's the
Yeah. He's.
fastest? Who's quick draw McGraw? Rich?
Yeah, Rich is pretty. He, like, his stuff will just be out the bag,
Yeah.
ready to go kind of thing. Yeah.
Sometimes I think he doesn't even have like a mic on his camera. He just has a
No, you don't.
handle and raw
Yeah.
DSLR. And then
Yeah.
does something in post to edit the sound to make it work, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
just take it off another clip or whatever. Like,
Yeah.
it's
Foley
crazy.
art. I started fucking with that. There's been times where like for example, Eric Ballman did a manual to 180 peg bonk on a pole. And he did it, you know, like we're filming it for an hour and a half and he's coming close and close and he does one, but he doesn't touch the pole all the way where it makes a noise. And
Yeah.
I added the noise in.
Yeah.
I cheated the clip. Damn, it's
Yeah.
part of the game.
Exactly.
I
It
feel like
needs to be done sometimes, huh?
I just confessed a sin, dude. A film of BMX sin. What are some, I talked to Dustin who ran Rodeo Peanut. You remember that?
Good old days.
Are there any rules that shall not be broken in the BMX world?
Oof, where do I begin? Let me get my list out.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, number one at the minute. No, number one. There's no particular order, but at the minute, what I see a lot of is like people just doing like these nowhere manuals.
Just lifting like up in the middle of the, yeah.
Or like nowhere manual 180s, and it's like.
Yeah, not off the curb, just randomly.
Yeah. That's the biggest like red flag. Can't be doing that.
Yep, I agree.
Even if it's like a cab, like you can't be doing cab manual 180. It's still just go off a curb, like find something to do it off.
Like, yeah, or just don't do it. Like if you're adding a cab manny 180 on flat at the end of a trick, it's just like that's unnecessary. That's not using a spot. Yeah. So use the spot, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like what else we got? This is a bit of a controversial one. The feeble over feeble. I mean, that's not really a go.
Really? Right side feeble on a rail to over feeble on the other side?
Yeah, like your front tire is just still on there. Like,
okay. Interesting.
What you doing?
So what can you do instead of that? Because this is new to me. That's controversial. Yeah.
It's a bit of a touchy subject for some people. feeble over ice. Ice over feeble if you really want to get into it.
I like that.
But yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
All right, so no feeble over feebles, no random manual 180s. Those are good rules.
Yeah.
What about like etiquette when you're on a trip with the boys? What's a big no-no?
Ooh, yeah, some people, especially some of these new guys, just come in, they're trying to get a trick straight away at every spot. And it's like, if you film something at the spot first day, well, it doesn't matter what day it is, but like first spot, you know, like next spot you go to, you shouldn't be trying to get another clip filming for you, like let the other people ride for a bit, you know.
Yes, yeah, share the love,
which is something I guess a lot of people don't really seem to get.
Yeah, there is etiquette and it takes time to learn.
I guess it does take a bit of time to learn.
The new kids on the block, you gotta show them the way. Now that you're an elder, you put them under your arm and say, say listen here kiddo, you take your turns.
Yeah, and back in my day it wasn't as nice. People weren't as nice as they are these days. Yeah. you'd learn quick.
What's like early memories of traveling? Like, because I remember the Arizona trip you guys did. What's your favorite like early memory of getting to go on a trip?
Obviously
the Arizona
trip.
Yeah,
was one of my favorites. First time in America. We were in California. Stayed at the OSS house first for like a week, and then made the trip to AZ.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
I guess first time overseas is always just crazy. My first trip, I won. So did you know how I got sponsored? I entered a contest, a video contest on Vital BMX to be put on the GT BMX project. GT came in to Vital and was like, here, let's put a contest. I lost the contest because it was all park riders doing tail whips and bar spins and stuff, and then they were reviewing all the losers and they were like, this kid's cool, he rides a free coaster and does hang fives and let's put him on. So I'm the least talented guy on the GT team in 2008, and they took me to Australia for my first trip with I got to stay with Dave Delaware and his family, and Justin Cosman was there to film the whole thing, and I ate Dillard's kangaroo. Sick. Yeah, Dillard's super sick. I love him.
He's so cool.
He's triple OG. And I think he still rides or pedals.
Yeah, he's
still around skate parks and stuff. I got to talk to him.
You should. Yeah, he's a great guy.
But yeah, going overseas, like, I was so young, I almost took it for granted. My dad was like, you should do some tourist stuff, you know, like go to a zoo and see some shit. And I was like, I'm just going to ride my bike, Dad. But in hindsight, I should have done some more touristy stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of traveling, what's your favorite place that you've been? Because I feel like you've been nearly all over the world.
Favorite place? I mean, Barcelona, I guess, is a go.
Yeah, facts.
I feel like it's a bit standard these days.
Even still, dude, even with like the overhype of it, it's still the best.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, Athens, where we were last week, was actually amazing. Like,
I believe
I've been
it.
there before, like 10 years ago, but I don't really remember it that much. And then going this time was mad, just like how many good spots there are. Like the locals were amazing. It's really got it. Like food, it's got it all.
Sick.
I guess really good place, yeah. And Morocco was actually amazing.
I believe it.
Not
I
the best spots, but everything else was amazing. Like food, the people, just like
the weather, the
yeah,
culture.
so yeah, the culture there is amazing.
That was one of the things. I got to go to Barcelona as well, and I was like blown away by the culture. Just like the difference of like America versus a city like Barcelona, where you
Yeah.
walk to a mom and pop vegetable fruit store and get your food and then go eat. You know, like there's no McDonald's. Like it's beautiful. I love that. And everybody's walking everywhere, and it's all super like laid back. The siesta is a real thing. Like the city's so quiet from, you know, I forget the hours, but two until seven, and then I don't know. It's just a different way of life versus the American grind out here. Wake up early, work 14 hours, and then go to bed. I was just thinking when you said, what'd you say? You talked about Athens, and then earlier you mentioned like lockdowns. What's going on politically where you're at right now? Are they still in COVID weirdness?
No, that's long gone, all the COVID stuff, thankfully here,
What did
yeah.
you say earlier in this? You said something's going on.
I can't remember what I was talking about.
I don't know my geography well enough. Are you close to this World War III shit that's about to
No,
happen?
not really, but when we flew to Japan for X Games, we had to fly around like Ukraine, Russia,
Yeah.
and it made the flight like 18 hours.
Shit. Well, it's
Yeah, it's crazy.
better 18 hours than to get shot out of the sky.
Yeah, I guess.
It's so
But yeah, it's
scary.
nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
Ukraine was, because we went to Ukraine the year before for that, for a competition there, and it was like amazing, amazing city.
and all normal, and then
Yeah.
now it's a war zone.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked. I wish everybody well. Let's stop the war.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I don't know. I hear from different sides, but I feel like we're on the brink of a nuclear war, which could be
It's seeming like
like,
it, but
yeah,
hopefully
so
not.
scary. Yeah, hopefully not. It's
Yeah.
peace and love, man. We hippies out here, dude.
Yeah. Get a bike.
Let's talk about how long have you been with your girl?
Close to 2 years now.
Nice. That's a good
Yeah.
amount of time. That's when it's
Yeah.
getting serious. How'd you guys
Yeah.
meet?
Just on the internet, as it is.
Which app?
Tinder.
Tinder. Yeah, I dated a girl
Classic.
from Bumble for a year and a half. This apps are
Oh,
good, dude, you
yeah,
know?
it gets the job done.
Yeah, sure does. So it's almost like window shopping. It could be addicting, especially when you're single and on a
Don't
trip. Like,
think it's healthy.
oh, here's a good one. Who's the most thirsty on a trip that you've been on? Who's the most thirsty dude that you've seen just like constantly on Tinder, no
Oh,
matter what
Rich
city you're
Swan.
in? Rich one.
Yeah. In between clips, he's putting the
My
camera
man.
down, phone up. Yeah.
I love it. And I feel like he's probably got some success in there, you know?
Yeah, he's very successful.
He's like, all right, lads, I'm off for the night. I'm gonna go meet up with
But
Shaniqua or whatever.
even before Tinder, like we'd be on a trip and he'd just cycle past some girl and he would just stop, cycle back and go and talk to her and just get her number.
I love that. Good
Like yeah,
job, Rich Farn.
he's always been about
I love that shit. I had Dylan Stark. Dylan Stark came out for an Arizona trip, and he was just like glued to his phone, just swipe, swipe,
it.
swipe, 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 swipe. He was like giving me advice while he's doing it. He's like, "Here's what you do, Bobby: swipe, 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 swipe. Increase your chances."
Nice,
BMXers
yeah.
on trips, man. Horny, horny devils.
Rough, yeah, rough.
I got to. I was on a trip with Sabrosa in like Cleveland, Ohio, and I met a ratty girl at a bar and took her back to the hotel with us, and we all had a great, not we all had a great time, but me and her had a good time. That's probably
Nice.
my most success story. Dude, when I lived in Florida, I didn't know anybody. I'm swiping on Tinder. I matched with this Brazilian girl, and mm-hmm. she didn't speak any English. So like, we're using Google Translate, and she didn't live that far away from where I was. And so we ended up trying to go on a date. I didn't have a car. I borrowed my neighbor's moped, little red moped, and put my raincoat on because it was raining, and just and drove and picked up this Brazilian girl, took her to a bowling alley. We're sitting there only using Google Translate to talk, like, hi, you're cute. She's like, thank you, you're cute too. And she's like, you want to make out? And I was like, yes, of course. We start making out, and like, she just stuck her tongue out, dude, like this. Okay. And I was like, what the fuck? I've never run into this before. So I put in Google Translate, less tongue, more lips. And it was a weird, awkward drunk night. And at the end of the night, I broke that moped and had to get picked up by that neighbor, and the walk of shame. They never let me borrow that thing again.
Oh dear.
Oh fucking A. But in a serious relationship, I mean, how long did you guys wait until you moved together? Are you live together now?
She's moving in next month.
Nice. That's a good amount of time to like figure out if you're serious. Do you think she's the one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't move in. Yeah. That's dope. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
No pets. We got a girl. No job. Just ride bikes. That's fucking awesome. You're living the dream, man.
Really am. So grateful for it.
How did Monster come up? Like, how does one get an energy drink sponsor?
I don't know. I guess it was just riding and riding a lot, putting out a lot of stuff, and I guess I was like pretty active in those days, you know,
to say putting out edits
all the time, going to every comp.
So the advice would be go to every single competition, put out as many many video parts as you can, learn all the tricks. But you're at that point where you know all the tricks, but you get to like decide what tricks to do, which is like a really cool state. Position to be in. Like you can look at a spot and you're like, I could do this, 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 and this, but I think I want to do this. You know, like now you get to like paint. You know, I always use that analogy with like Simone. Simone learned all the tricks, and now he just chooses what tricks to make his art with, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of the the hardest bit is choosing what trick to do at the spot.
Yeah. What's your favorite spot use, I guess? I don't know. It's probably hard to think of an example, but like can you think of a scenario where you're looking at a spot and you're like, I don't know what to do here, but then you figure it out and you're like, oh, I love that.
Nothing for me really comes to mind, but like Garrett Reeves was always like my favorite.
Yes.
Like that low tech edit he had on the Sunday one. It was just like, you know, you'd see the spot and you'd just be like, oh my God, he just does the perfect thing at the spot.
Yes. He turns a non-spot into a spot with his right. Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I wish he would come back too. He's like heavy in the cannabis and holistic health world now. Do you follow him on Instagram? He's doing his thing. I think there comes a time when every great writer's got to move on at some point. You know,
I mean, he definitely left his mark with his video parts for sure.
Yeah, if you had to quit writing right now and move on, what would you do? What would you try and do?
I'd probably try and film, I reckon. Get into filming a bit more.
Sick.
Yeah.
Do you have experience filming like HD shit or outside of BMX projects?
Not outside of BMX really, but I got a new HD setup like just before COVID hit. So
what's the setup?
Things. It's a GH5.
Sick.
With a Canon 815 and a little, I forget the name of it, but the gimbal type thing. Can't remember the name of it. But yeah, I was loving
Zoom Crane.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Whatever, gimbal, one of the stick gimbals or the
kind of what Daryl has, like one of the
sick
foldable ones. But I'd like to do a bit more film with that.
Yeah, I heard that, I think from Peter, he told me that the better way is an upside down steady cam instead of a gimbal. And I was like, that's interesting because you get more control, but it's like a learning curve. It's like, and just, you have experience, you know what I'm talking about. When you film with the VX, like you have a really good in your head idea of what is in the frame. Like you don't even need to be looking. You can just do that and you know if you're cutting their head off or not. But if you put it at the end of a steady cam and it's at the bottom, that's such a learning curve that I'm not willing to. I would be chopping off heads like nobody's business.
But it's the same thing. Once you get used to it, you'll know where the position of it is. So you'll just get used to it. But I think the gimbal stuff, like some of Daryl's stuff, just looks like it looks so good when it's just that smooth.
Champagne was a masterpiece. Like Daryl really put his all into it. And now he transitioned out to working outside of BMX, and I think Calvin's the new kink filmer, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, give me a list of like, I think I asked you your favorite filmers. Did I?
No, not yet.
So give me your Mount Rushmore of BMX filmers.
Tony Ennis.
Yep.
Like his, I just love the way that that camera looks, the HMC 150, whatever is HVX, with that extreme fish eye. I love that.
It's like the HD version of a VX. It's fire.
I've never filmed anything with that, but I definitely love to.
I got to hold Mastroni's at one point, and I was just like, this is a workout. Like, my biceps were sore after holding that thing with the fisheye kit and everything.
But it looks so good. It
sure does.
Ennis, obviously Rich's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's stuff, of course. Who else? Navaz, I used to love his stuff. Yeah. When he filmed.
Navaz is GOAT.
Yeah. This stuff so good
and just super OG. It's crazy how there's filmers that have been doing it for so long. Like I'm not sure what clip I was watching, but it was an old, really old clip, like from the 90s, and then I see Jeff Z in the background just filming, just a young Jeff Z. Just, holy shit, dude, it's so crazy to see.
Yeah, it's crazy the stuff he's filmed as well.
And then there's Sherbo, and there's I don't think that becoming a BMX filmer is as much of a thing as it used to be because of cell phones and Instagram. Like,
definitely.
Like, who's the newest filmer on the block besides Ben Norris? He's not even new. He's been doing it for, however long. Is there anybody that I don't know about that I should know about? What's the homie's name you said earlier?
Luke Finch Rice. Yeah.
Luke Finch Rice.
Yeah.
Anybody else? That's a question I like to ask. Is like, so we'll do this for filmers and for writers. Is there anybody, any filmers that I don't know about that I should know about? And then any writers that I don't know about that I should know about?
I can't think off the top of my head. Filmers.
Yeah, fuck them. Filmers suck. You and me are filmers.
There's just not that many, is it?
Would you consider, you're a filmer, dude.
Used to be.
I'd say you put at least 10,000 hours behind the camera.
Probably way more than that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about writers, though. Like, who's around you that should be on everybody's radar?
Guy Scroggie.
Guy Scroggie.
Guy Scroggie. Have you seen him? Did look him up?
Yeah.
Pretty much all the young BSD team right now. Okay. Like, there's Antonio Smallwood.
Smallwood.
Yeah.
Got him. Shit, he follows me. Hi, Antonio. Yeah.
Joe Foley.
Joe Foley.
He's crazy. He's got some crazy. Yeah, Mr. Steve. And Thomas Tam Roston.
How do you spell it? T-A-M?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tam Roston.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm following him already. Somebody told me about him.
Nice. Yeah, those are all the hits.
Shout out to you, boys. That's fucking awesome. Man, I'm fresh out of questions, Alex. What do you want to talk about?
Nice. No, I think all talked up.
If you could go back in time and talk to your, I don't know, when did you start writing? Five? You started writing when you were 5 years old?
Yeah, I got my first Dig magazine in 98 when I was five.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old and I didn't know what BMX was. That's awesome. Nice. If you could go back in time to when you're, I don't know, 13, what would you tell yourself?
Just eat a bit better.
Yeah, just eat a bit better. Lay off the booze and eat better.
Yeah, start working out.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, those are my only things I would say.
Really. I think you'll legitimately live longer if you just lift weights forever.
Yeah. I mean, you just feel better, shit. Like yeah. Mentally and physically, like only benefits.
You do the sauna and cold plunge thing?
Yeah.
My man.
I love doing that. Yeah.
How long can you do in the cold plunge?
Not long.
No. Not minute long, and a half, no. 3 minutes.
Well, we don't really have anywhere to do cold plunge. So it'll just be like outdoor swimming. You know what I mean? In the water for like 5 minutes or whatever. Like, water's freezing.
Yeah, 5 minutes in freezing water is a lot. You have to really breathe. Yeah. Like, I have a pool now that the weather's changed. I'm like signed up at this place where they have a proper cold plunge at like 39 degrees and
nice.
Get in there and you just fucking. Just breathe, and by the when you get out, it's like a full day of being high. Like it's so crazy. Yeah. It feels so good.
That's why I say to people that don't really want to exercise, I'm like, just go to the sauna. You'll get like,
yeah,
you get some of the benefits. Like all you got to do is sit there. Like it's not hard work.
And they're like, "What is hard?" And they start panicking. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Some people they won't push through the mental thing of like getting in the cold because like.
Yeah.
Everybody's first time you get in and then you start breathing all panicky and then you're like, I gotta get out, and you panic. Yeah. But then you learn you can like control your breath, which controls your, you know, panic, and it's all worth it. I've been on that lately.
Yeah, that's really fun stuff.
Just finished my workout before I came to talk to you.
Oh nice, what were you doing?
So I joined this place called F45 because I need the structure, and
yeah,
today's workout was just like a circuit. A high intensity circuit. It's a mix of cardio and strength training, so like nice. lots of squats, lots of like burpees. Fucking I hate burpees, but they're good. Lots of crunches, and like in the middle of it all you do a heavy set of chest press on a bench, which is cool.
Nice.
It's really good, man. F45, I think like it's near you too. Like when I signed up for it, I was like, how big is this place? They have franchises in every country all over the world, like 5,000 franchises, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's super dope. Stoked on it.
Yeah, nice.
What's in the future for you, man?
I've just started back riding, so I'm just going to, you know, get back into that, get back riding, try and get back to the same level, and then hopefully get on some trips soon before the year ends, I hope.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Oof. Don't know. Eat steak.
Yes, sir. Eat steak. I fuck with that.
Have a steak for your dinner.
We talked about young. Oh, okay. Here's a question that I always want to ask: is what do you think makes a good BMX video?
There's no one thing. It has to be a combination. For me, it's got to be the filming, the music. The spots, the use of the spots, like it has to be a combination of everything. Like,
yeah, for real.
Yeah.
What was your favorite video part of late?
Lewis Mills.
Yeah.
Part.
Pretty perfect.
It had it all, like the spots, the tricks, the music, the filming, you know.
But even on top of that, the vibe. Like when Ben told me that Lewis intentionally wanted to film not in Australia schools, but in downtown. Where there's action going on and there's life in the background. Yeah. Like that was intentional. And I was like, that's fucking sick, dude. That adds a whole other thing to it.
Yeah. But
at the same time, I was just in San Diego. I got a new shorty out there that lives out there.
Oh, nice.
Woo woo.
Shout out.
She's got potential, future wife potential. But she lives right next to this drop in that Dennis did into a pipe. Like if you watch his Asaya part.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what clip I'm talking about?
It's the skinny pipe.
Yeah, he jumps over this wall and then tire rides. It is seeing that shit in person, I was like, oh my fucking God, dude, Dennis Anderson is on a whole nother level. And then
that part
is absolutely mental. I think that could have won, but I think that the hype behind Lewis's one just kind of like took over. Because it was in the running, right? It was nominated. Masaya, right?
I think so. Was it last year? No, I don't know.
It's something to do with like the timing and whatever. I'm glad Lewis won, but Asaya will go down in history as one of the best video parts ever.
And I got to meet
him for the first time like last week. I weaseled my way into Fudger's house, which is really nice, by the way. Hi, Fudger. Your house is phenomenal. It's so sick. Yeah,
and he's the best.
Yeah, I just hung out and like behind the scenes of the podcast, they have a Kaczynski episode coming out where they're talking about Rails, and I just got to see the production of it. An in-person podcast is so cool, but it's like impractical for me. I like doing this because then, you know, I can say bye and then you don't, you know. It's so much easier to edit these two. I feel bad for unclicked. But yeah, it's all love. I'm like, there's enough, I don't know. I think, do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you listen? What kind?
My favorite's probably Flagrant.
Flagrant's so good. I love Andrew Schultz. Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he's good. And then obviously Huberman quite a bit.
Oh, really? Nice.
That's
quite, it's
quite high.
It's heavy.
Going.
Yeah.
You gotta be in the right mood.
You gotta start falling asleep. Lex Friedman is the same. Like, I listen to Lex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you listen to the Kanye episode of Lex Friedman?
Not yet.
It is fucking wild and weird, dude. Kanye is out there.
Yeah. Looking forward to listening to that.
And Lex handles him like pretty well. Like, he pushes back on some of Kanye's crazy shit. I don't, this whole Kanye thing is pretty wild. Do you know what's going on with it?
Yeah, a little bit. I was just listening to The Flagrant today where they're roasting Kanye. Pretty good. Yeah.
They got him pretty good. Yeah, me too, man. I love, like, I don't necessarily listen to BMX podcasts, but like Two Bears, One Cave is one of my favorites. It's Tom Segura's, Your Mom's House, Rogan.
Rogan always has some good stuff.
Yeah, he just had Dr. Phil on. I'm listening to that today.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, BMX content wise, like I try and avoid it. I know Snakebite is a dope podcast that people should check out. HBX Goat. I'm aware of some of them, but I just don't. I don't know. I don't care. BMX has been my life for so long. I don't need to be listening to it. You know, at the same time.
Yeah, there's only so much BMX you can take in.
Yeah, for real. You're the first person that I didn't really like research before we went in, because I feel like I don't know you well enough, but like, for example, like Devin Smiley, I had him on and I listened to a podcast that he did prior, and you know, but I listened to it on 2x speed. Let's just get the shit over with. Well, fucking hey, man, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me on.
It's really good to see you. It's been a hot minute. I hope that we bump into each other soon. Yeah.
In real life. Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah. It's Arizona season. So see if you can get some of the boys to come out and.
Yeah, that would be sick to come out there.
I got a couch, and I also have a couple homies who have houses made for BMX trips. So.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. Just like, nice. I'm a little bit more grown up now. I don't want five grimy BMX dudes staying in my house, but I know a place. I know a couple of places for you.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. And anytime like outsiders come to town, it's like, it brings like life motivation to all the local riders. Like, we get to go meet up with them. Let's go film. And then there's it brings the, you know, the bangers out. Everybody wants to put on.
Yeah.
I hope to see you again in the future. Fucking A. I feel like I'm missing something, but we're probably not missing anything.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for doing this, Alex.
Thank you.
This will come out on Halloween 30? Ooh, what's stupid. Tomorrow? Today is Saturday. Yeah, it'll come out on Monday, Halloween.
Yeah. Nice.
Are you going to dress up for Halloween?
Nah, probably not.
Me neither. I just want to... I'm going to set up a little table. I live in this community, and all I want to do is see kids and give them candy like a grown up, you know?
Nice.
Like,
yeah.
Ain't nobody got time to dress up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
You made it to the end of the video. Thanks for watching. If you're on Dig's YouTube channel, make sure you smash that like button and turn on the bell so that you get notified when these episodes drop. We're consistent, at the very least, Mondays at 7 a.m. every week. I don't know how many weeks in a row we've done it, but we're doing it, man. And yeah, seriously, leave a comment below if you especially if you're at the end of the video this far. Just leave a comment. Let me know who you want me to reach out to and talk to, who you want to hear from. Thanks again to Dig BMX for this partnership. This is fucking awesome. All right, have a good rest of your Monday.